You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In the past, trying to price a medical procedure or a surgery at a hospital was no easy task. Comparing prices is a lot easier now, though, thanks to a new federal rule. This new rule makes figuring out how much something like a knee surgery will cost in an area hospital easy. You just go online and you look it up. However, those prices still may not be what you actually pay. Audrey Dutton broke down the new pricing structure in an article this week in the Idaho Statesman, and she joins me live now to talk more about that. Welcome to the program, Audrey.
Thanks for having me.
First off, explain the new rule. What does it say and how does it work?
The new rule requires hospitals of all sorts to post online in machine-readable format the prices that they charge for every procedure. In the case of St. Luke's and St. Alphonsus, they've created searchable databases, which is really nice.
And within your article, what you found is some procedures are either the same price at Luke's and Al's, maybe a couple of dollars here and there, but then sometimes, and this wouldn't just be St. Luke's and St. Alphonsus, you could see this in other hospitals.
Right.
There are tremendous differences in price.
Yeah, up to $30,000 difference.
And why? I mean, that's crazy when you think about that.
Yeah, and the price, like you said, isn't always what you pay.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of why there's such a difference in price, there are a few possible reasons. One explanation is there's no explanation.
I kind of like that. There's really no explanation.
A Medicare administrator in 2013, when hospitals were first required to release Medicare charges just for Medicare patients, our Medicare administrator told me there's really no explanation for this. Doesn't make any sense. But there are two reasons that we've gotten in the past, which is one hospital might have more expensive patients because they're sicker. So they have maybe more complications or there are more things connected with their knee surgery. Another might be that they have more expensive equipment or their staffing is more expensive.
So then that goes into the price.
Correct.
And another thing that I thought was interesting, though, was this idea, though, too, of the negotiation that hospitals do with insurance companies and all of that.
Right.
This is fascinating. And we've talked about this before because it's this idea of almost bargaining.
Yeah, that's exactly what the insurance companies do. They're bargaining for a discount for their members. So you're paying a premium to get basically a bartered price or not a discounted price. So
how does that play into then, even though you can go look online to see what, you know, a procedure will cost. So let's say, you know, knee surgery is $3,000. Then you get a bill, even with insurance, that may not be that or may have other things tacked on to it.
Right. So let's take a scenario. A knee surgery at Hospital A, the price listed online is $2,000. Mm-hmm. Hospital B, it's $7,000. Your insurance company, as long as those hospitals are in network, which is a whole other discussion, will probably have negotiated that price down. What's helpful with knowing those wholesale prices, I would call them, is that if you have a 20% coinsurance or an 80% coinsurance or whatever, then you can pretty much guess that the lower priced one is going to be cheaper for you.
Okay. So that makes sense. And that's a good thing.
But you always want to call your insurance company and or the hospital and before you have a procedure, if you know you're having it, try to get an estimate.
Right. Even though the estimate, it's an estimate. That's what we have to remember.
Right.
I'm speaking with reporter Audrey Dutton from the Idaho Statesman about the cost of medical care in Idaho. She wrote an article about this week, breaking down the prices. Okay, so you can go online, you can get these prices, and then there is potentially that catch. Because when you talk about even like the $2,000 price and the $7,000 price, is that before or after the potential negotiation with the hospital?
Before. So that's the wholesale price. That's the rack rate. You walk in, you don't have health insurance. That's what the bill you would get would be for. However, almost nobody pays that price because one, if you have health insurance, your insurer has negotiated a rate for you.
Mm-hmm.
Two, if you are uninsured and low income, you probably qualify for charity care, so you get a heavily discounted rate. If you're paying out of pocket, you're paying cash, they'll usually give you a discount too.
So in all the research you did for this article, is it a good thing that we can look up these prices, even though it's likely not what we're actually going to be paying?
It depends who you are. I mean, it can be misleading, and that's something that you know, people have raised concerns about, is if you're a patient and you're thinking, well, I'm used to shopping on Amazon for things in comparison shopping that way. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to see if I can get, I can figure out what this is going to be. I'll just type in blood test. And maybe you don't know the procedure code that your doctor's going to submit. And so you get the wrong one, or you think that that's the price you're going to pay. And then you go with the cheaper by $15, but you end up actually paying more.
Okay, so talk about the procedure codes, because this is also, so, I mean, there's so many layers to this. It is not as simple as go online and find the price.
Right. Yeah, so so the procedure codes are, you can run the gamut of different levels of complexity for something, mm-hmm. or different types. You know, it's three views of your x-ray of your knee versus two views of an x-ray of your knee. And they will bill what's applicable to the service that they provided.
So then do you, in a situation like this, go to your care provider and ask what procedure codes will you be putting in for
this procedure? If you can do that, definitely do. If you can, I actually had to price something out myself. Mm-hmm. And I went on Al's and Luke's databases and did some searching. But I ended up calling, and I gave the hospital my health insurance information. They were able to give me a quote. That's what it ended up being. It was great. So if you can price things out ahead of time, definitely call.
And it sounds like your experience was a positive experience dealing with a hospital. Because some people might be a little nervous to actually sit down and call the hospital and say, okay, I want to know the procedure codes. It can be intimidating.
Right.
So it was helpful, though, to do that.
It was, yeah. And these are the people who are answering the phones and doing these prices for you. That's what they do. They know what to expect. And it's always going to be an estimate. So you might go in and particularly for a surgery, you might go in and something goes wrong and you end up staying in the hospital for 2 weeks or something like that. I mean, there's a lot of unforeseen situations in healthcare. So always keep in mind it's an estimate. But for simple procedures, you can price them out.
Okay, so bottom line then, walk us through what someone should do if they are looking at getting a procedure, but even blood work done. If they really want to know the cost, how does this work? Because I read your article. I understand it fairly well. But there's still a lot of steps in this.
Yeah. So the...
I know. Take a deep breath and walk us through. Step one, call the hospital first.
Yeah. So say you need to have blood drawn for something. You have to have a test done. Call your health insurance company and say, here's what I need to have done. Can you tell me how much it's going to cost at Hospital A, Hospital B, an outpatient lab? What are my available options? And hopefully they will be able to tell you. You can go online usually and use websites or apps, but I definitely prefer calling. After that, if you want to be doubly sure, you can call the hospitals or the outpatient clinics yourself and ask them. Hopefully they'll be able to give you an answer. If they don't, contact me because I want to know.
There you go.
Seriously,
right?
Yeah.
Because that is part of this whole new federal rule, is it is the transparency, correct?
Right.
So they need to be telling people.
Right. And if you're a patient and you can't get an estimate, your insurance company doesn't want to give you an estimate, the provider doesn't want to give you an estimate, I want to know about that, because that's something that at this point in the discussion, we should be able to get at least estimates for our procedures.
I appreciate you breaking this down for us and talking to us about this new federal rule. I've been talking with Idaho Statesman reporter Audrey Dutton about healthcare prices. And remember, it's always an estimate, even though you can see them now online.